At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Windham, New Hampshire.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Yep. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions, Steve. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that has been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
Jay Leno thinks late night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 until 2009?
Jay Leno did, he had the Jay Leno show, but was it the late show, the Tonight Show?
Question number three, NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on the head and the guy took offense.
But we're not doing little smooches in the locker room anymore?
The Patriots have been forehead kiss free to date, thank God. Who is the coach of the Patriots?
That's Mike Vrabel.
What are you supposed to do to a guy after a good play?
Slap on the butt?
Yeah,
that's
way manlier.
A mixing board used by Dr. J to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and tons of other artists sold for a record $165,000. All of the artists named performed in the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with all of them?
She came out. There was a, I cannot remember.
And question number five, Elizabeth Berkley turning 53 yesterday. She played Jessie in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal on that show?
Mr. Bell Dare.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Steve, I understand you are an elevator mechanic.
Yes, I am. I'm heading to work right now on 93.
Yeah, seems like a real up-and-down business.
Oh.
Your bank account's up, though, if you're in the elevator union. That's all that matters.
They do pay well.
Kennedy, Steve got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that had been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
I went to a Dunk's in Virginia Beach just to see, and they were a little bit confused when I said, can I get a large ice regular?
Correct.
And they're like, so do you want cream and sugar in that? I was like, what are they teaching you? Do they not send them to Quincy to train?
I am from the birthplace of this location.
Like we grew up saying coffee regular. Come on, dude.
Tie to one. Question number two. Jay Leno thinks late night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 to 2009?
Who said it?
Jay Leno said that.
Jay Leno. The Tonight Show?
Tied to two. NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on his head. And the guy took offense.
Light now, Francis.
The Patriots have been forehead kiss free today, Kennedy. Thank God.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the coach of the Patriots?
Mike Vrabel.
Tied at three. Question number four, mixing board used by Dr. Dre to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and a ton of other artists, just sold for a record $165,000. All of those artists named performed at the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with them?
Mary J. Blige.
4-3. Question number five, Elizabeth Berkley, 53 yesterday. She played Jessie in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal from that show?
Oh, Belder, Belton.
Whoa, deja vu.
Belding? Mr. Belding?
Mr. Belding.
Get out!
Yeah, Steve said Belder.
Oh.
So close. 4-3 is the final score.
Wow, good job.
Kennedy gets the win, Steve. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did pick yourself up a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. They added a third show August 9th at 3 p.m. You can buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but you are going to that show for free, okay?
Make it worth it. Thank you so much.
He's very funny. I've seen him live. You're going to have a great time.
I almost went last year. I think he was in town. I wanted to go, but it didn't work out, so this is awesome.
There you go.
Well, have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. I'm Steve from Wyndham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sherry from Andover.
Hello, good morning.
Taking the kids to football already, Kennedy.
Oh,
it's
my
that
gosh.
Time of year.
Really? Today it's too hot. No, absolutely not.
So I practice is early.
It's 100 degrees today. What and I'm not exaggerating.
I know. Sherry, what are your kids' names?
Patrick.
Oh, Patrick?
Good old Patrick.
Okay. What position does Patrick play?
Lineman.
The way he said that, you can tell. I'm a lineman, Carson. Don't mess with me.
Don't get him
all right. Yeah. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy has now left the studio to go into that soundproof studio. You can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Mountain Dew is releasing a brand new flavor called Mountain Dew Honeydew. What is Mountain Dew's famous slogan?
Do the Dew.
Eddie Murphy revealed that production on his standalone Donkey movie starts in September. In Shrek, what kind of animal is Donkey married to?
It's like a dragon.
Question number three. Demi Lovato's new song drops Friday. It's called Fast. Can you name this Demi Lovato song?
Got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. Got a taste for the cherry. I just need to take a bite. Don't tell your mother. Kiss one another. Die for each other.
Name that song.
Cherry Pie?
Question number four. Billy Madison tops a ranking of Adam Sandler's movies. It's followed by Happy Gilmore at number two and Uncut Gems in third. Coming in dead last, number 46, was the movie where Sandler plays twins. Can you name that movie?
Huh. Yeah, I try to forget it too.
Question number five, Beyonce just set a record for the highest grossing country music tour of all time. She made almost $500 million. The previous best was $321 million. From the Quitting Time tour, by this Something in the Orange singer, who is that? Who sings something?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Patrick, what team do you play for?
Over.
Dover High School?
Nah. Andover, Mass.
Oh, Andover. Sorry. Andover. All right. Okay. How are they going to be this year?
Hopefully good.
Yeah. More or less the wins in the Patriots?
More.
Did he say huh or
he
more?
Said more?
Oh, okay, good. Sherry got, I have 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are pretty difficult. You ready?
Yep.
Mountain Dew is releasing a brand new flavor called Mountain Dew Honeydew. What is Mountain Dew's famous slogan?
Do the dew.
Tied at 1. Eddie Murphy revealed that production on his standalone Donkey movie starts in September. In Shrek, what kind of animal is Donkey married to?
A dragon.
2-2.
Couldn't let you down 2 days in a row, yeah, man.
Also a big proponent of waffles, Donkey.
That's how this whole thing started, as I got
true.
That question wrong. Oh, really? I said
this whole
pancakes.
Thing started yesterday.
Question number 3. Demi Lovato's new song drops Friday. It's called Fast. Can you name this Demi Lovato song? Got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. Got a taste for the cherry. I just need to take the bite. Don't tell your mother.
Kiss one another. Die for each other. Cool for the summer.
3-2. Question number 4. Billy Madison tops a ranking of Adam Sandler's movies. It's followed by Happy Gilmore at number 2 and Uncut Gems in 3rd. Coming in dead last at number 46 was the movie where Sandler plays twins. Name the movie.
Jack and Jill?
And I'm going to put Happy Gilmore 2 somewhere in maybe the high 30s.
Oh my God, I loved it so much. Well, I guess I do like bad movies. So
4-2. Question number 5. Beyonce just set a record for the highest grossing country music tour of all time. She made $407 million, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. The previous best was $321 million from the Quitting Time tour by this Something in the Orange singer. Who is it?
Morgan Wallen?
Zach Bryan.
Oh.
Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange. 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Sherry. You don't get the money, but we do appreciate you listening and you and Patrick calling into play this morning. Kudos to you. And Patrick, hydrate, please.
Yeah, good luck doing up-downs in this heat, man.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sherry from Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Megan from Chelmsford.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Also, Tucker is there. Good morning, Tucker.
Oh, Tucker just got out of the car.
Oh.
He's going to camp, isn't he?
Yeah, he said, please speed up and drop me off because I'm very embarrassed.
Oh. Okay, Tucker.
Oh, how dare you.
Of you or of us?
No, of me. Of me.
All right, we kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Mom, I can't believe
good
you're calling Carson and Kennedy. It's so cringe.
I know, right?
If we were a Twitch streamer, you'd have loved it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, chat, it's time to play.
W's in the chat.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. 71 years ago today, in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published A Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume of his Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
Hobbiton.
Question number 2. Arnold Schwarzenegger might be returning to the Predator universe. Schwarzenegger became the governor of California in 2003. It is the most populated state in the Union. Which state is second in regards to population?
Texas.
Question number 3. Josh Radner, 51 today. He played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. What was Ted's career in that show?
I think he was an architect.
This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock famously got in a fistfight at the 2000 VMAs with another one of Pamela's exes. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
Question number five. Kid Leroy might be broken up with Tate McRae. Tate McRae's only number one song came out in May of this year when she featured on What I Want by which country artist?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about country music. I don't know.
No problem. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! We're going to have to give her one.
Okay. I'll give it to her.
It's a little more in-depth than what we were looking for, but it technically works.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Megan, got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right.
See that? Tucker should have stuck around. He would have seen that you kicked ass.
I guess
ass.
So.
I have to ask, though. They have archery at Tucker's camp?
They do.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Life is good. Life is good for Tucker. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. 71 years ago today, in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
In the Shire.
The Shire, or what was it she said?
She said Hobbiton, which upon further research is a village inside of the Shire.
Wow.
And I think also what the movie set is called. Which
nerds.
Which county
I'm
is
here
it in there, Dan?
This is amazing.
What's the zip code of Hobbiton, Megan?
Yeah, what's the area code? Do you have a parking sticker? I think not.
Impressive.
Tied at one. Question number two. Arnold Schwarzenegger might be returning to the Predator universe. He became governor of California in 2003. It is the most populated state in the union. Which is second?
Maine.
New York?
Texas, Kennedy. 2-1 for Megan. Question number three.
Well done, Megan.
Josh Radnor, 51 today, played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. What is Ted's career on that show?
Architect?
3-2. Question number four. This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock famously got in a fist fight at the 2007 VMAs with another one of Pamela's exes. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
4-3. Question number five. Kid Leroy might be broken up with Tate McRae. Tate McRae's only number one song came in May of this year when she featured on What I Want by which country artist?
Morgan Wallen.
That is it.
I literally guessed on almost
all of it. It sounded like it. A lot of question marks after your answer.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Wow, Megan. I thought you had me, sis.
4-4 is
it had to be country music.
So we have a 4-4 tie, and with a 4-4 tie, that means Kennedy gets the win.
Oh, wow. Well done, friend.
If only I asked what was the main settlement of the Shire, Megan, you would have won.
What is the population of the Shire? Should have gotten that one correct. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening and calling into play, and tell Tucker he missed out.
I certainly will. Thank you. We love you guys.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Megan from Chelmsford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.